Hi there. The word for today is on patience, love, and encouragement. In Psalm 73, verse 2 in the Living Bible, we read, I came so close to the edge. Now, if you'd met Asaph, who wrote some of the Psalms, you'd probably have thought he didn't have a care in the world. But you'd have been wrong. Listen to him. I came so close to the edge of the cliff. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone. Then at the end of the psalm, he does a complete 180 and he writes in verse 26, My health may fail and my spirit grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Isn't that great? Despite his problems, he chose to speak words of courage. So, when you have an opportunity to encourage somebody, take it, do it. You never know what a person is going through. That's true whether they're high profile, low profile, whether they live in a mansion or a mud hut. Here's an important principle to keep in mind. People tend to become what the most important people in their lives think of them. So think the best, believe the best, and express the best toward them. You say, but they need to stop making the same stupid mistakes. True, but change happens by inches, not miles. And even when it seems simple, it's really easy. The only way we can break old habits is to form new ones, and you know from experience that it takes time and practice, sometimes lots of it. You can't tell people once and expect them to get it. They need to hear it over and over before they can make the adjustment. And this is important. How you tell them can determine whether they freeze in fear or soar above the obstacles. Be persistent. Never give up trying to help them improve. Acknowledge every step of progress they make. The way to get lasting results is through patience, love, and encouragement. That is the word for you today.